Alrighty, welcome to Lion of Judah Synagogue. This week we're going to continue up our series of the kings of Israel. So we started with Saul, and then we saw how Saul turned wicked fairly quickly, really. So then they had Samuel had to go find David and get David, and then David went and helped Saul for a little while and became really close with Saul's son, but then Saul gets jealous, like kings do. Like, kings get jealous over other people's stuff. They have a problem with coveting, you know. Not many kings really look inwardly. They look to expand their empire for their own self-gain, not for God's. Now, there's a kingdom coming that is going to be about God's kingdom on earth and not about man's kingdom on earth, but we'll get to that. Probably not in this show, but this week we're going to look at how David escaped Saul but didn't kill him, because it was in the power of David's hand to kill the king of Israel. But David was righteous and said, no thanks. That's what we're going to get into today on the Lion of Judah Synagogue. All right, so there's a lot of stuff to cover this week, really. Like, and luckily I recovered what I needed to this week during Sabbath so I could cover it with you and share it with you. I like to do it in a format where it's like I have to recollect everything, because the Spirit of God, like Emmanuel said, like when you go speak in front of people, don't worry about what you're going to say because the Spirit will give it to you, which kind of shows like a lot of preachers, rabbis, pastors, whatever, spiritual leaders, I guess would be the right term. They like to try to get people to believe them based upon human logic. So they'll line everything out in order how it's supposed to go, and they never really play off people's emotions. And all a speaker is really trying to do is play off someone's emotions. You know, if you bring them to tears, it's the best. But if you can bring them to laughter, it's second best, you know. But if you can spark some kind of emotion before those, then you're on the right path. All right, let's get into the story. So last we left off, we were talking about how Saul had to go consort a medium, somebody that spoke to people. And this is actually at the end of where we're going today, but I ended my last thing with talking about how King Saul was so distressed over everything that he finally is like, all right, I gotta go find some spiritual help, but obviously not from God, because God's already turned against me, so I'm gonna have to go find Samuel from the dead. And so even though he banned all the spiritual mediums because he was trying to basically stamp out God from the land so that he wouldn't have to face the wrath of the people still serving God, or God's wrath itself, he went to consult basically a seer, a fortune teller. And she did bring up Samuel, and Samuel's like, hey, don't worry about it, because you're about to be right here with me. So let's go back now. Let's go back to where Saul began chucking spears at David, trying to kill him. And then David became Jonathan's best friend. And Jonathan shot the arrow across the vineyard and told David to run for his life. Well, David runs to this place called Nob, where he goes and finds Samuel and says, oh, no, goes and finds Ahimelech. Sorry about that. I was like, man, no, wait, that was in the beginning of the story. But no, he goes and finds Ahimelech and says, yo, I'm hungry. Like, I need food. And Ahimelech's like, all I got is loaves of bread for the table of showbread in the temple. And David's like, well, give me them. Or, you know, my I'm going to perish. And Ahimelech's like, okay, well, they're just getting changed out, so I suppose I can give you these ones because we're going to put fresh ones in. So they put fresh ones in and gave David the showbread. That, if you remember in the New Testament, Emmanuel referred back to and said, like, didn't you read what David did when he was hungry? Like, look at how wicked those people were that Emmanuel was around when they're trying to kill people over the dumbest stuff. And David, and he's like, dude, Emmanuel's like, your King David ate the showbread. That wasn't even allowed for anyone but the priest to eat, you know, when he needed it to. And you're trying to make these people that need things suffer. But David, you're like, oh, that was fine. That was righteous. So that's all Emmanuel was saying. And David was hungry. He had to have something to eat. Like, he was on a journey. So then he left there. But there was somebody there while he was visiting named, I think, Goen. Or now I'm drawing a blank on the name. Goen or Moen or something like that. I think Moen's a faucet. I don't think that's the actual name. But Goen and what happened was David was like, he's here. Like, he's going to go and tell the king. And sure enough, that guy went and told the king. And so then, like, a few chapters later after this story is first told about Ahimelech, like, King Saul goes and wipes out his whole family. And the only one that escapes from the entire line of Ahimelech, the priest, for some reason, is Abathar. And Abathar, he carries around the ephod for David to ask and inquire of God what to do. Okay, so let's go back. Now we're still in Nob with Ahimelech. Now, after David leaves there, okay, then he goes to Gath, because he goes and asks the king, and it doesn't say if Gath is a Philistine country or who it is, but he goes and asks. At least not from what I could read today. But he goes and asks the king there if he could stay, you know, because he's like, dude, I'm seeking refuge from somebody because these guys went wicked underneath Saul over here. And I'm righteous and I need a place to stay because I'm righteous, which is probably what a lot of Jews around the world feel right now. You know, which is why we all have to go back to the Holy Land, because we need a righteous place to stay because we are righteous and we don't want to live in these wicked kingdoms under Saul. It's pretty simple. So then we're in Gath. All right. So after asking the king kind of turns on David too. He's like, okay, well, this guy is like supposedly the guy that kills all these people that the girls sing about and say, oh, Saul's only killed 10,000, but David, or Saul's only killed 1,000, but David's killed 10,000. So, we probably shouldn't have him inside of our kingdom. And at that point, David's like, okay, this guy might kill me. It's in his power to kill me. So I better start acting like I'm just a madman. So, this is funny too. So David starts spitting on his beard and letting the spittle run down his face and scratching the walls and stuff, acting like he's totally a lunatic. And so they don't kill him. They just let him go. And then he ends up in the wilderness, in a cave of Adullam. And it's in a country in Ziph, maybe. It's in a country, and he ends up hiding in caves. Okay, now there's a lot of little stories here that kind of go in succession, and I might not get them exactly right. But the point is that Saul keeps sending out his troops to look for David, because he's like, we're going to find this guy, because he knows that, number one, he knows his son wants David to rule over him. Because his son knows that his dad is wicked. Okay, so Jonathan and David made a pact that Jonathan's going to be right there when David, when he rolls. Which is a pretty important pact, really. That will probably come to light in the end times. Just how important that pact was. Okay, so anyways, in Ziph, okay, All right. So they're in caves. So one time while Saul sends his troops down there, he ends up in the cave that David and his men are hiding in. And so while he's going to the bathroom, David cuts off a little bit of his robe. But the people are trying to get him to kill King Saul. But he's like, no, I can't, because that's God's chosen person to rule Israel. And if God wants, then he'll die eventually. But it won't be by my hands, or else I'll feel guilty about it for the rest of my life. And he said, and anyone would that killed a person that God wanted to rule. So they didn't kill him, but they cut off the thing. And so when Saul left, David held it up after Saul was far away and said, yo, like, look it. I could have just killed you, but I didn't. So why do you think that I'm trying to do you harm when I'm not trying to do anything but help you? And then even King Saul started crying there. He's like, you're much more righteous than me. But he still left. And then he actually had David trapped, because then the Philistines invaded a city called... One second. I want to say Ziklag. Okay, but that might not be the city. I'm getting all these names right. That's good. But anyways, the Philistines invaded a city, so David has to ask through the ephod, yo, should I go down there and should I wipe out the Philistines? And I'm like, ah, like 400 men. And the God of Israel said, yeah, go ahead. And I'll be with you. And then he even, I think, consulted it again. And he's like, yeah, go. And so he did, and they wiped out all the Philistines. But it was a walled city that they invaded. So then Saul knew that he had them trapped inside a walled city. So David asked the ephod, he's like, are these people going to sell me out if Saul comes after me? And the ephod's like, yeah. So he escaped from that walled city, and Saul did come for him. And actually, I think had him, David ended up deep in the wilderness of Judah. And the people sold him out. The people of Ziph sold him out and went to the king and said, yo, we know where he's at. We know where he's hiding. And so you better reward us when you find him. And remember, we did good for you. And so Saul takes off after him and has him trapped. Now, maybe I got getting... has him trapped to where he has to go deeper into the woods. Okay, I might have got this part mixed up a little bit. The point that I'm trying to get to, though, is after getting sold out and trapped, he got trapped in the wilderness because there's a rock named after it, the rock of something, where it's like he was trapped there and he would have died. And then some reason, the Philistines started attacking back home. So they had to turn around and leave and go protect their homeland from the Philistines. So David got delivered. So they named a rock there. Okay. But then Saul came back after him. And then one night, Saul was sleeping and his Joab was his general. I think it was Joab. I said Moen earlier, but Joab. And so they were all sleeping in a circle, and King Saul had a spear next to his head and a gallon of water. And David had Abishai, and he's like, hey, let's go in there and I'll pin King Saul to the earth with the spear. And David's like, no, we can't do that. Like, you'll feel guilty. I'll feel guilty. Like, let's just take the spear in the water and we'll tell him we did it. So they did, and they got far enough away and said, yo, Joab, I thought you were the general. Like, you should be killed for this. You would have been killed in my army for this. You didn't even protect the king. Look, I got his spear, I got his water. Like, and so, anyways, after that is when he goes and starts seeking a medium to help him, because he's like, dude, I don't know. There's nothing I can do. This guy just keeps about killing me, but he doesn't. But then Samuel, when they consult the medium, Samuel's like, you're going to be here with me shortly. And we'll get to that next week.
Your presence is all I see.